In the beginning, one cell becomes two, and two become four. Being fruitful, they multiply into a ball of many cells, a shimmering sphere of human potential. Scientists have long dreamed of plucking those naive cells from a young human embryo and coaxing them to perform, in sterile isolation, the everyday miracle they perform in wombs, transforming into all the 200 or so kinds of cells that constitute a human body. Liver cells, brain cells, skin, bone and nerve. Blood enters the kidney through the renal artery, which divides into afferent arterioles that run through the medulla into the cortex. Each afferent arteriole branches into a convoluted network of capillaries called a glomerulus. These capillaries converge into an afferent arteriole, which divides into a capillary network called the vasa recta. This enmeshes the nephron tubule and then converges into the renal vein. Post-infection sequelae of S. pyogenes occur 1 to 3 weeks after acute disease. These sequelae include 1. Acute rheumatic fever following pharyngeal infections, and 2. Glomerulonephritis following either pharyngeal or skin infections. These sequelae may be due to an altered immune response, autoantibodies. Glomerulonephritis results from deposition of Ag-Ab complexes on basement membrane of kidney glomeruli. Spermatogenesis and oogenesis are both gametogenesis in that haploid gametes are produced through reductional division, meiosis, of diploid cells. This occurs in the gonads. They differ in that in spermatogenesis, the cytoplasm is equally divided during meiosis and 4 viable sperm are produced from 1 diploid cell. In oogenesis, the cytoplasm is divided unequally and only 1 ovum, with the bulk of the cytoplasm, is produced, plus 2 or 3 inert polar bodies.